Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. And no one be asked.
Yeah,
So yeah, how does this work? Are we all right. I do look terrible, but feel weird not having the camera on. I am lying in bed. Okay. Let's see. So I didn't know anything about this field, what I wanted to do after college. So I ended up working as a librarian at my college, and then came back to Spokane, started working as a librarian at a high school, and got to work as a paraeducator in one of the classrooms. I really enjoyed the students coming in. That made me really happy. But I had never any experience with the field. A lot of people have siblings or disabilities themselves. I never knew anything about this field. So it was all very new, but I absolutely fell in love with the students. And it was neat to see that I have struggled my whole life with school. I really, really, really had a hard time, and kind of hang out with them and get to see their similar struggles with reading and math and things. It really, I don't know, it gave me a lot of compassion for myself and for them and the struggle. So that's what really got me interested, was like, wow, these are my goals. These are... I don't feel so self-conscious and stupid. So Michael, you always say that about yourself, but I feel like you have a hard time learning. That's how I feel.
Did last week.
Yeah.
Like that video that you made. Like I watched it. Like no joke, about 78. A video so that I know how to do what. PowerPoint. Like I watched that video so much of that video probably like stuck in my head. But it's like, you know, because I was just trying to learn how to put it together. And don't forget to tell you this, since we're on a radio show, she's very patient with teaching me. Not the smart cookie in the box or the sharpest pencil in the box, but it's good that I can learn to do it and know what I'm doing. I call her the brand or the teach. She knows what she's doing. Teach me. It's like, here you go. This is what you're doing. And she puts it up and she knows. I watch her about 50,000 times. But she doesn't know. It doesn't make sense. I tell her why. Oh, there's a bit. That part is what it is. So you both consider that I'm not even, you're out of my league, but I think I can hang out with you either way. So, you know, I'm grateful that you showed me and that we're getting ready for a conference. My boss are getting ready for a conference again, and I was sweet. And it helped me get ready for him because at least I have an idea that went up.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to suck anymore, and she came out sucking. I'm grateful for that. No, but I mean, I'm sucking. That's one thing good about me is I won't sugarcoat it. No, so I can work on it.
Yeah.
But I mean, she made it feel like, wow, what a deal, what if I could learn this stuff. How are you doing, Trent? Can you just tell them about it?
Go for it.
The right word if I use the wrong word, but like a page.
So it's a channel.
Go ahead.
channel.
On YouTube, yeah. So tell them the name of the channel.
Learn, yeah, I can learn is the YouTube channel. But that's what my folks just say. Well, I can learn. And I'm like, no, it's shit. Oh, sorry. Deep down.
That's okay. I like it. You know what I mean? In school, I didn't think I was very... I'm not saying I envy our... Good. But I'm we're hopeful so we can tired of me and you're coming in November. I have back days all the time. Hallelujah. I'm counting down the days. So I know that sounds crazy, but I'm looking forward to
that. Yeah.
I don't want a hard death because I do baseball during the baseball season. And so I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday for them for state for 9 hours a day, Monday through Thursday, have a Friday off, every other Friday, so 9 days in a row working. And like, okay, I need somebody who wants to go have fun and let's have some fun. So we're going to, she's going to help me plan it. So it isn't all self-determination. I just want some fun. And we'll go do something
last
time. Well, that'll be fun.
Some of it will not be for radio instruction. I will tell you that.
Oh, boy.
I thought you would laugh about that. So, no. Maybe we can go, go see something in Portland. I don't know what. Maybe she's got an idea.
Yeah, there's not really anything in Vancouver, so probably a hotel
in Vancouver. We'll probably go to the Wicked Hat in Portland.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff in Portland. So, yeah,
I am looking forward to it. My wife thought we should go get a donut.
Oh, at Voodoo Donut?
Yeah, she's like, we should get a donut. Mm-hmm. There's a donut. I don't know much about it, but a donut place.
Yep. Yep. Voodoo Donuts is iconic. Mm-hmm.
She can work. She's a medical person too. She stuffed my face with a donut and then says, "Need your insulin shot."
Yep.
No, that's how I'm bringing her with me, so we don't get in trouble.
I'll give you the insulin shot. I'm not stopping you from eating donuts. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Containment.
So I had a multiple times. What other thing?
Like to do down there?
Yeah, so we've been to all of the like weird museums. So there's like, we went and it was like, we went to the alien stuff and then we went we saw stuff to draft, like real draft that had been stuffed. That was so cool. That was at one of the weird shops. That was pretty cool. There was a stuffed buffalo too. That was pretty cool. There were jars full of baby pit bull puppies. They had died of natural causes. You guys are going to have like PETA coming after you. No, it was cool though. It's like all of these really weird things. But besides that, we haven't really done too much in Portland. He works and I work.
Has he decided if he's coming along for the ride?
I don't know yet. I haven't told him.
He's like,
he probably will want to once I tell him. I know.
More the merrier.
I know. Once I tell him what we're going to do, then he'll probably want to come.
I don't know if you are. If you ever get to Las Vegas.
Look, if you ever get to Las Vegas.
Area 51.
Area 51.
Yeah.
All of this is called the area.
Have you been?
I've been down there. I haven't been there yet, but I do want to visit from there.
Yeah. That would be so cool. I would love that. I guess there's this museum over in Arizona. It's called The Thing. My partner went to that like 2 years ago or something. He brought me back a t-shirt, but it's all about like the thing in the desert. And then
oh, wow.
It's just this like dried up mummy, but they're trying to claim it's like an alien. But it's just one of those kind of dumb tourist traps, but I love those things.
All right.
Like, so,
but, oh, my. Mm-hmm. And all the stuff that
all. Oh, I can
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But stays in Vegas. But I would love to go. Wow. That's a good idea. You want to go to Vegas sometime? Wow. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll say that. Yeah. I went 2 months ago. I went to a...
Oh, that's right. You did go.
Oh.
I went to a... Well, I did. I went to the Paris Hotel.
Paris Hotel.
I was like, I'm really good at doing. A mini Eiffel Tower.
A mini
Eiffel
Tower. That's so cool.
And then I went over to the Cedar Tower. And that's wild because I had all these statues of the Cedar.
Of Cedar?
That's so
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And then I got to go to a festival. So. But I had a lot of fun too,
though.
So.
Yeah, who did you go with?
It was basically my whole family.
Okay,
most
nice.
Most of my sisters, I don't think how old, she had a special birthday. She celebrated for her. So we all went to Vegas to celebrate.
Okay.
The 7th is my birthday too. That's in June though.
Okay. So oh, yeah. Yeah, yours is coming up.
No, mine's late. Mine's already done. Not for this year.
Did I miss it or did I get it?
No, the 7th of June. We didn't know each other then.
Oh, I think you came to my past birthdays then. I'm going through the list to see whose birthdays were coming up.
So,
now I know two people with birthdays on the people have not been there.
Yeah. I may have to give you $100 so we can see each other at least, so I can say happy birthday. I mean, because I'm going to be gone. I can't, because I'm missing my grand. I'm not going to miss grandma's wedding. But,
yeah.
Wedding, funeral. But
I know. And I wasn't going to tell you that it was my birthday, because I knew that you would try and say something like that. I'm like, no. It's your grandma's funeral. Yeah. You need to be there.
Wait, I need to go. Yeah. You know, it's like if anybody's listening, they can wants to drive, I'll pay you to drive me up to wherever it was,
Ocean Shores,
on Saturday, and we'll just do one night and come back. So, because Sunday it's over. So, or after the show, after Friday. So, anybody that's listening, I don't know if there is, but if anybody's listening, I'm game. an ex-murderer is going to not hurt me. Yeah. Oh, good. So I was curious about, one of the things I was curious about when I asked you about all this stuff is we made this channel, but what else do you think about making self-advocacy better? Because it seems that we've spent our wheels over and over again.
Yeah. I know. I'm always trying to look for those gaps.
That's why I asked you the question. That's why I called it.
There's many, many areas. One of the ones that I see is like with college, there's just not enough support for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And that's obviously a very, very broad statement. Not everyone needs it, but I just was very disappointed. Like in Spokane, there's a program, but you get zero college credit. You just take classes and you just get to know other people. And it's a great opportunity to make friends, but you're still going to classes every day or every other day, and there's no credit for it. And that's very, very frustrating to me. Because it's like, yeah, they should receive something. Like, I don't know. I think there should be more people who...
You just died. Would you mind saying again, your vocals just went bye-bye?
Let me turn off my screen then, maybe that'll... I don't know what you heard, but yeah, there's a program in Spokane where you can take classes. And
where you don't get credit?
You do not get credit, and it's for people with disabilities.
That sucks.
And there's like typing classes, there's history of disability, like writing, cursive, you know, but you take these classes just as, you know, more like an activity to where you get to hang out with other people and make friends. You don't get any credit. So it's like, I understand the purpose for it. I guess it's more of a like directed activity versus just like doing, you know, a casual hangout at
come on, man. I want to graduate someday in my life.
Exactly. It was so very frustrating to me.
Okay. That's something to work on.
So that's one of the areas I see. So one of my friends was going to work on it, but she ended up getting let go from her job. But she had planned on, you know, making a bill and trying to get more resources for college students or students with disabilities that want to pursue secondary education. So, yeah, but I don't know.
I'm an old man, but I'm contemplating it.
I know, and you were saying yourself that you're worried about struggling.
You
were asking.
Full disclosure, I even asked the lady that's on the radio show tonight to be one of my tutors, so I don't want to feel like I didn't lean her in the right direction. She knows, and you know, it's like, okay, how could we pull this off? And I actually send her, it's called the Intel Reader, which was $4,000, but if it helps me read, I can pretty much read anything I want because of my dyslexia. So I'm contemplating to see if I can get one a little lower than that, because 4,000 is a little bit out of my range at the moment. But it reads for you. You take a picture of it, and it reads for you. So one of the things that I'm hoping that happens in the next few months is trying to get a hold of somebody from the company and ask them to be your guest. That would be kind of wild and crazy. But... and then have you be a guest so you could ask to help me with the technical questions, and we could ask them, like, how do we make this go? Because it's interesting to me, and I would love your thoughts about it, is that they make it so complicated. Why don't we make it education where everybody learns? Isn't that the idea? I know maybe I got stuck about learning something. I mean, you never watch a video 20,000 times in one, but I literally did.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, it doesn't matter to me if it takes 10 times or one time or 20 times or 100 times. I'll eventually get it. It's like, you know, what do they call it? Brain memory, where you just do it over and over again and it comes to you.
Repetition.
It's like doing a double play for, you know, your baseball team, you practice double plays. I mean, you know, tradition matters, I guess. I know my idea of going to school is nuts. My wife tells me, you know, you're 55 years old, you're about to retire. I said, I'm about to retire, that's true, but that doesn't mean I'm not about to retire dead, so.
Otherwise, I know people are in the end of their mountains. Sometimes hold back. Never learn who's there.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, I mean, I've been in the divisions working for them for 26 years, and I just don't want to do the reception job anymore. It's like, you know, and I must confess to you both, on a live radio show, sometimes it's nice to get away from disability. But the thing is, that who about you two? Is it fine to find people who don't give a rip about it and just do it, and we have a blast, and I happen to have it, he happens to have it, we all have it, and instead of saying, oh my God, this guy's falling, and say, oh my God, that's so fun. Have I ever said this publicly? I should have. We're on a radio show. I appreciate that about all of you, because I know what I have better than most, and the disability that you see doesn't bother me at all. The one that you don't see, which in my case is dyslexia, drives me absolutely up the tree, but you can't see that. So I know I call you and say I'd like to learn something, but you're very awesome. So I thank you for thinking I can learn. It hasn't happened often. Now she's going to smack me.
I won't, but I don't know. I'm with Sean. I think that it's good to continuously learn.
You know,
I don't think it's crazy at all.
But you got to come to graduation if I make it that far, you too. We'll fix your car. We'll get you a new car. We'll get whatever. It's like you're going to come down to, I'm thinking of going to Evergreen, down the street. If I can get in, got to go to admissions and write a letter and ask you to help me check it and make sure it looks okay. And say,
one other thing that I did before I went to Temple University, I went to community college.
A community college? That's why you gotta hire a genius to say, help me through this, okay?
Sometimes
I'll put you on the other end of the room.
And I'm not a genius, just I've done it before and I can help, but
tape something for me. Like I'm almost tempted to say, make a show about reasonable accommodations and say, can we actually tell people what that actually is? Like it's okay to ask for a tape on tape instead of on a book.
I think a lot of people don't know what the accommodation is. It's really hard to ask for it. And they don't tell you. They almost out there. I mean, some people, if you have a great teacher in high school, they tell you. But some people don't tell you.
You got to figure, you got to be around all Einstein, figure it out for yourself.
Well, yeah, even as, myself, who I identified as a neurotypical person at the time when I was applying for college and everything, they just kept passing me off, though, to other people, and I ended up having to take all of these classes I didn't need, and I was just telling my partner about this the other day. It was they just kept, we didn't know, and they just kept blaming it on me you didn't tell us that you weren't planning on living in Canada after you graduated. And I'm like, yes, I did. And they're like, well, where's the written proof of that? And it was just I can't even imagine if I had gone in there with just such a horrible experience. And it scared me from ever wanting to go back to college. I constantly want to learn, and I really want to get my master's, but that just kind of traumatized me where I was just putting in money and taking classes that I ended up not needing, and then just struggled so much through college. But I do have a topic another topic.
That's all good.
That's been on my mind since we, all right, totally Wait. Jumping here, but.
That's all good. We can jump back on this. So what do you think, where do you want South advocacy movement to go from here? On a level, on a either personal level, on whatever level you feel like going.
I mean, we need to close institutions. I just heard it on the radio. They were talking about it, and I thought that was so neat. I just had a conversation with a couple of self-advocates the other day about how I'm like, oh, it's so cool that, like, you know, these, they're talking about it on different shows, like Trevor Noah was talking about it, and I just think it's so cool. And on the late night show with John Oliver, he was talking about mental health, and they were like, ah, it's so frustrating because they're not using the right terminology. And I'm like, those are like minor details.
Right.
The fact that we're like, yes, they said the word handicap, which we don't love, but they're talking
right.
about it. So I was thinking about that on the radio saying, oh, disability advocates are closing mental institutions. And it said, obviously, there's a lot of fear that people with, you know, mental disabilities won't be able to take care of themselves in the community. And it's like, yeah, but, and that was like a small part of what they were saying, but they just kept referring to disability advocates and that they want to close institutions. And I'm like, see, that's, I don't know, that just made me so happy. Yes, there's little terminology, yes, there's little details that you might, you know, not might not necessarily be in what we want, but still, I mean, that's a huge, huge step. I mean, I can't imagine that 20 years ago. So I think that's so cool. So yeah, closing institutions, that's a huge one.
I have one for you that I'm always curious about because now we have this page. Could we have put what on a waiver, like that what you can get on a waiver on a page so that we actually tell people what's in a waiver?
I mean, that would be great.
Because, you know, it's really interesting to me. We don't tell people what's in the waiver that's supposed to be for them in the first place. And I know why that is, folks. The reason we don't do that is because we're afraid everybody's going to ask for the same thing and then we won't have enough money to pay for it. But if that's the issue, you don't even know it's in there and you don't know how to ask for it. Like there's a thing about waivers about getting technology. But if you don't know to ask for it, or a case manager that won't tell you. And yes, I have a friend that's applying for a case manager job. Good luck. Is that, you know, like you got things got to know something before they know something. I mean, and we have to figure out how to stop the cycle, it seems to me. Do you think I know I've lost my marbles on that because if they don't tell you anything, you didn't say you're on a waiver. They don't tell you what the waiver can do. And it's like, why bother be telling you're on a waiver?
Yeah, I'm right now on the digital website right now. And I don't see it. You're out there in the thing. You're back in the river.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to know. You have to know yourself to get the information that you're supposed to be. So what do you think
you can work on that? I would love that. I mean, that's kind of another thing where it's like people were like, Katrina, you're applying for DDA case manager. Do you want to work with the enemy?
I want to have
But also I understand it. I mean, there is only so much money. Yeah, it's frustrating with that. On the waiver, don't know what they can ask for. I think that's the case manager's point. It's that, it's a funding issue more than anything.
I mean,
like, often with respite care. love it. Like, there's only so many caregivers and people who have been on, you know, respite waitlist for years. I don't know. I think, not knowing things are there. But I think there's so many issues.
It's like, have you heard of Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Okay, like, you would have made it fun to be in rapture. I'm going to watch television, Bonbon, or Popcorn, and watch a movie of something you've seen 500 times. You would go do something fun and be in bed. You know what I mean? We can change the way we can do it in, like, community engagement. The person, let's see, I can come over at 9, he's asleep by 10, and I get the cigarettes. I'm not saying you, but in general, sit down with a cigar or cigarette at 10 o'clock at night thinking, oh, I just made $25 an hour. Oh, I got to sleep for 6 hours, for 8 hours. It's like, we do so much more for people. I know.
Yeah. I would love to see a world where one universal design I would love that. Just everything being accessible, no matter what the person's disability is, like menus that read themselves, and just, I don't know, every restaurant be able to have a wheelchair accessible and aisleways big enough for wheelchairs and tables set up to be able to have a wheelchair that's not sticking out in the middle of the way the whole time. So that would be amazing. And then the other one is just being able to accessible trans, or like they have, maybe this is bigger than just one, but people who have mental health and stuff often know they're not taken seriously because they have a disability. So a person with autism told you can't be transgender because you don't understand, that's just part of your diagnosis. I've heard that before for people, have Down syndrome and want to come out as bisexual and are told, oh, well, you don't understand what that means because you have a disability. I see that all the time. So I would love a world where just everyone could see themselves and move around how they want to, and are able to just be fully themselves without having to rely on caregivers and other supports to get where they want it to. I don't know. I would love to see a world like that where if you want to be bisexual or gay, you can do that without being told no. I would love that. That sounds so free to me. That sounds like an amazing world.
Like one day. Go to the camping you just went to with your boyfriend or instead of getting up. It was like, just do it, you know?
Yeah.
And
Exactly. I didn't have to worry about wheelchair accessibility and having a vehicle that could move a wheelchair it's just, I love that. I would love for everyone to just be fully themselves at all times.
And you wonder why I like you. Come on, guys. You
wonder why I like you. I think she knows why I like her. Don't you think so, Sean?
I mean, I totally go, wow. And full disclosure, I met her the day of the funeral. Can you bring my family to live?
No problem.
Thank you. I said, that was sincere. I'm fascinated with your other job, and I don't mean, and we'll talk about your other job too, you people first, but your other one as well. Would you mind talking to me about that?
Yeah. So, with Peace Northwest, I do a bunch of work with or for People First. So, I'm starting a People First of Washington chapter. Southwest Washington chapter here in Clark County. So I've been speaking to different groups and such, but that one and then SAIL, I've been doing different work to get the word out about self-advocates and leadership. But when I came to Vancouver, I knew Darla Hilt, who's the executive director of Peace, and she was like, I'm going to hire you, whatever it takes. What are your interests? I'm going to make this happen. And so I told her I really, really love working directly with people with disabilities. So that's like, okay, I'm going to make it happen. So I'm just doing part-time, but I've been speaking to a lot of groups, and then I've been helping with their outreach. So I went to Special Olympics 2 weeks ago, their big opening. And then this weekend on Saturday, I was at Multicultural Fest and representing Peace Northwest. So, I really like
Peace. You gotta say that again.
To their future, my disabilities. I think that's a critical stay at transition age, you, I think, an incredibly critical stage in their life. So that's like
my
enjoy everyone. I think I'm
55 years old. I get a bus and get Emily or Angela for the senior housing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
I'm not
that old. I'm going for
the
did you hear
that? I heard something about services. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. He said, what services does Peace Northwest services do they provide?
Well, yeah, a lot of them main services.
What is their main services that they provide?
Okay. I heard that. Yeah. So, sorry, my brain just jumped to transition. So I was thinking about what services do transition students get, but that's not really, I see. Okay. So we do birth through life kind of providing families with information and resources. So we have parents coming to us about guardianship, about Social Security, about IEPs. It's the whole range. So that's really what it was. So Peace, it stood for originally parents empowered and communities enhanced, but the name recently changed, like in the last 6 months to a year, it changed to people instead of parents. So people empowered and communities enhanced. Originally it was for parents, providing that resources one-on-one. And so, yeah, DDA, we provide them with that. Transition age students, we provide them with other resources. But now they've kind of branched out. They started doing this building independent class first. And then, like I said, I've been trying to get the word out about SAIL just because I think self-advocacy and leadership is a great group. But, yeah. So
I have some history for you to know about that group. Maybe you don't know this part either. SAIL, when it first started, was four people in the room. Emily Rogers, Michael Rogers were one of the first two that were in the room.
Wow. Who else? Who was also there?
The other person that was in the room was Michael Raymond and Ed Holland.
Okay.
And we started thinking about, which Ed Holland was the director of the DD Council at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And said, how do we start this group? And then I fell all over heels over this woman and asked her to marry me exactly 6 months later. It's like, okay, she's something else. I can't get away from her. And the funny part of that is that we've now been married for 20 years on September 14th. So even though it'll be after the show's over, happy anniversary, sweet pea. but that's how that started, is SAIL Coalition started with four people in the room.
That's so cool. That's so neat. Yeah, I love SAIL. I think it's great. So I've been helping just kind of get the word out here to hopefully get a couple more people. But the COVID restrictions are a lot different here in Clark County. There's still quite a few restrictions, still a lot of mask wearing. So this next SAIL meeting will probably still do just virtual, but then the one after, I'm hoping we can meet at the library and maybe get a couple more people there. Yeah, so, I mean, Peace does a bunch of stuff, but mostly information and resources is their big thing.
Is it only in Vancouver, or is it statewide, Peace?
Just Vancouver. Yep, just Vancouver.
It's not exactly the same, but you provide a lot of things to do. That's the plan to be a living room. And it would be like intermediate withdrawal, educated, independent living skills, and advocate.
Yeah, forget that. We do have a new contrast home. And that's something that my friend Darcy, who lives in Spokane, is doing, which is, yeah, she's been meeting with people to talk about different housing options and, yeah, independent living skills and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's one other contract. But, yeah, the parent contract, parent coalition contract. So we have several different ones, but we're kind of similar to an ARC here in Vancouver where, yeah, we work with tons of families and providing that information and resources. And they want me to help you with IEP soon. So with the school year, depending on like, people's demand and stuff, and whether or not I get another job. But I'm continuing to stay with peace, though.
Well, you've decided that it's everything regardless.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, when I get a new job, I need to go through the process of getting approval.
I'll help you. It's a couple papers problem. But, and ladies and gentlemen, she's applying for, so people know, she's applying for a GSHOP and GSHOP, and I've been there for enough years that I have, I'm an elf at 26 in state government, so I'll get into the form, no worries. The other thing is, what? This peace thing is rather interesting to me.
Because I didn't feel like... So, yeah, it started with Darla. And she's amazing. She has firsthand experience. I don't know what to say about her on the show. I don't want to, reveal anything, but she's... amazing advocate, had a lot of, real life experience working with people with disabilities. So she's phenomenal, but it's been really, really good. She does a lot of great
is she
work,
living in
so
Vancouver?
I want to stay with them.
Is she
so yeah, she started in Vancouver and she's here. Yeah, but she's pretty well known across the state because she does do
maybe you could
different hair coalitions.
You see her every month? She sees you every month at the Advocacy Coalition.
She'd be
awesome to interview.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I have to do an interview.
She's great.
Yeah. Could you help us set that up?
Absolutely.
I mean, like...
Or whoever, yeah.
Like, no, I'm like...
She'd be happy to.
When we go to Vancouver, we can play and work a little bit. I mean, I'd rather work a little... I play a lot, but, if we have to do a little work, and we say, okay, you can come a day earlier and work. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a blast, if she has any doubts. Ladies and gentlemen, I won't put everything in the blast, but it will be a blast. Sounds like what are you going to do? Maybe I should come along, keep you out of trouble. and then the people first page. The book that you set up for us to learn isn't people for this. This is the main thing, right? I guess the question about the book is what do you see on the page? Hey there?
Yeah. So I created an email. I talked to Darla last week. She told me that can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you broke up though. Half of it, so
So they would sponsor it if they, and I could spend on work time. So kind of the next thing. So the next thing was still teaching, and he was like, oh, I need videos on how to use LinkedIn, how to use LinkedIn, and I told them it would be a great tutorial as well. Yeah, I would do the different Microsoft applications and how to use it with Read. So everything the symbol and be able to speak, because there's some people, like, even I met with some people on the People First Board and they were having trouble reading, and so then I was showing them how to highlight the text and then do screen reader, which is an option in Microsoft Word. So I think all of those things, I would love to be able to create it for kind of universal, so like it doesn't matter. Like, my partner works with a lot of people who don't speak English. They're all refugees. And so I would love to be able to create a channel that kind of works for everyone. And so I'm kind of using this as an experimental way of kind of how do I do universal design with disabilities, with different languages. So I'm going to play around with it to kind of figure out how I can teach everybody.
Teach me, how much does the channel cost per month?
The shuttle? I have no idea. I have no clue.
Sean was saying the channel's free. Okay, so I'm a little bit confused. Is the channel, okay, maybe I get confused easy, but the channel and the broadcast are not the same thing, right?
No.
Not the same thing.
No. So the YouTube channel is the tutorials for, like, the PowerPoint.
And that costs a lot of money.
And then the podcast, would be different. So the podcast, what do we say, $10 or $12 a month.
Yeah, $144 a year. So.
Okay.
But that's different. Am I reading you right? That's different than making a website.
Mhm.
So you
yes,
know how.
That's different.
So how much does the website cost? I mean, so we can help you.
What
too.
Did you say, Sean?
So how do we?
What
server are you using? Because it's fascinating to me. If you made more things accessible, I can guarantee you I would look at it. I mean, it's amazing to me how things are not so accessible. It's like, wow.
But a lot of you built a media. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, you can upload for free. And I don't know, I love the design requirement and the payback. Maybe if you get enough viewers, it would start paying you.
Yeah,
start
paying you. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? Making us some money.
But you do have to pay for how to make the look good.
Make it look good?
Yeah, because if you don't focus, like right now, if I wanted to, I could take this recording and read it to a YouTube bell and upload it. But it probably would not be that good because you would have to make it more pretty.
Okay, sounds good. We'll work on not that you need to be more pretty, but we us men have to work on being more pretty.
I just need the video.
The video.
And like the one I really liked was WordPress. That's my other company used WordPress.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what you need to start, and then I know how to do all the details, all the making it look pretty. But yeah, all of that stuff, I mean, it's pricey to do.
And we'll figure it out.
You really have to know. Yeah, you have to know your direction you're going and how you're going to get the funding long term. If people are going to pay for something I think that a lot of the disability organizations are really great at letting us kind of use their pages. Like, I bet Peace would let us have a tab if we wanted to experiment, or DDC, one of the ARCs, all of them are really good about, like, maybe using that as kind of the starting platform if you wanted to do something related to. Yeah.
That's groovy.
Yeah. So, yeah, Michael, if you want to do something,
experiment a little bit to see how far we can stretch it.
I would do one thing at a time.
But I love your idea of giving people the knowledge that's out there. I mean, if you had to pay, this is what a waiver can do. This is what a waiver doesn't do. This is how you could look at PowerPoint. And, I mean, the one you did for me, or the one you did for first, or however you want to phrase it, is like, I know how to do it now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, and my boss, I want this bubble, and I just said, no, do this. I mean, it was kind of nice to be the shoe was on the other foot for a change.
Yeah.
Thanks to you, not because of my brain. But.
Well, yeah, that was just something I did in my, yeah. Well, that's always what I tell family is, like, knowledge is power, and it's sad that that's the case, but it is. Like, with IEP meetings, too, it's like those, the administration and stuff, they're going to walk all over parents. Like, but if you come in and you know your child's rights and you know what you want in your child's IEP, like, it totally changes the game. But it is sad. It's sad that knowledge is power. It's sad that people take advantage of people constantly. It's just, it's disappointing, but that's how our world is.
We'll make it better. Hang on, my friend. We'll make it better.
I know.
I mean, you know, we met. That's a good thing. We met. It's all good. So what, you got any other last minute thoughts? You broke up.
Yeah, I'm going out of there.
Karina, are you there?
I think a lot of the people, at least here, Well, like you said, I did get a DDA case manager job when I first moved to Vancouver. Hello?
I'm here. You're breaking
up.
Can
you hear me?
Hard. We can hear bits and pieces.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you guys perfectly.
Okay.
Can you not hear me?
You were breaking up for a minute.
Okay.
So you were saying you had a case manager job, or you were a case
when I first moved to Vancouver, but then I ended up taking, I decided to, I got a call from People First of Washington saying they were in a desperate situation. So I've been doing that. And so now I'm back to applying for DDA case managers. So yeah.
Well, good luck. Big time good luck. I mean, as an advocate, good luck. And as a friend, good luck. And as an...
Oh, my.
She's gone. You're breaking up.
I know the inside details about.
I'll be glad to help you when I can.
I'm excited to learn more. Oh, am I gone?
You broke up again.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
I think she's gone.
Turn around.
She's gone.
Oh, my God. We
thank her so much for being on. Hopefully, she'll be on again sometime. And if she, if you ever, you know, we'll get her without technical difficulties sometimes. So we apologize to our listeners for technical difficulties.
Zoom.
No, I just thought it was an interesting interview. I mean, I've only met her a couple of times, and you know her better than I do, but she's very, very cool. So let me see here. Maybe we can...
Let's
see what.
Do I need to all
that? Don't know why I was breaking up at the end. Thank you for having me.
What did that thing?
She was breaking up at the end, and she didn't get this. So I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. And please feel free let us know what you thought of her, our questions. Interview. I don't know if we got any emails this last month. The last couple we haven't. I'm good, except to say please be good to yourself on this Labor Day. It is a
day after Labor Day, when you're listening to it,
and I hope you enjoyed our show tonight, and thanks again, and see you next month.
All right, bye everyone. Bye.